This is episode 1804. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, you are going to be guided using a breathing technique for mental clarity. And this is a simple, easy breathing technique that you will be layering together with an affirmation. If you listened to yesterday's episode, I shared with you a simple, concise affirmation, which is likely the way you always want to feel, and that is peace and ease. So you will be layering together the breathing technique with the peace and ease affirmation. And this week, we continue with the series of mental clarity following along with a book called Tea Life, Tea Mind by Soshitsu Sin the 15th, who is the grand master of the Japanese tea ceremony in Japan. He is currently alive and well living in Kyoto. He is 96 years old as of this recording. So, a life of tea, often referred to as the way of tea, seems to have served him particularly well. In his book, he shares all about a concept you may be familiar with called wabi-sabi. And this is an important aspect of the Japanese tea ceremony in regard to simplicity. And we are all about simplicity in this week's theme, your mental simplicity. And when you discover his perspective on how to simplify your thoughts, I think you might be inspired to incorporate the same wisdom into your own life when you consider distractions and overwhelm. So this is what Soshitsu Sen has to say in his chapter on wabi. It's on page 72 of his book, which you could follow along with. The foundation of the way of tea is based on the aesthetic of wabi, which sometimes has been translated as rusticity. But this aesthetic should not be confused with a love of the rustic. Wabi is a state of mind. It is better expressed by words such as frugality, simplicity, and humility. How was wabi understood by the great tea masters of the past? Senrikyu apparently appreciated the following poem as representative of the tranquil state of mind one attains in the way of tea. As I look about, neither flowers nor autumn-tinted leaves, near the grass-thatched hut that stands alone by the shore, the autumn dusk. This scene, a solitary and humble hut, the landscape lacking any brightness of flower or autumn leaf, typified the total simplicity and quiet taste of Takenojo, from whom Rikyu had learned tea. Rikyu himself, even as his own attitudes developed apart from his teachers, continued to respect the feeling of wabi as expressed in this poem. However, at the same time, Rikyu went a step further and developed a more vigorous response to nature than Jo, who identified the essence of tea with the extreme plainness of nature. In contrast to this, Rikyu pointed out another poem, which he felt most clearly revealed the spirit of wabi and the essence of the tea he established. To those who long for the flowers of spring, show the young grasses that push up among the snowy hills. Rikyu was impressed by the intensity he found in the aspect of nature that continued to thrive and to endure, to renew itself endlessly. he found an example of this in the young grasses that, pushed down at winter by the weight of the snow, thrust upward with all their energy to peep through the snow. The two poems quoted here both represent the state of purity and tranquility in the absence of colorful beauty, and both are settings of solitude. They may seem similar at first, but they are greatly different in that one represents the yin, or the negative and ending condition of things, while the other is the yang, or positive and beginning state. It was Rikyu's comprehensive spirit that enabled him to understand that the way of tea encompasses both of these. People seek flowers in full bloom, yet while loving their beauty, we must appreciate the effort that brings these same flowers to full bloom. A tiny sprout pushes forth, knowing that it is spring. It has no choice. It must grow or perish. The truth of nature can be known from the life of a flower. Rikyu found this same truth in the way of tea. A person who has not experienced the rigors of austerity, like the grasses, cannot hope to understand the essence of wabi. It is only natural to appreciate the beauty of flowers in their season, but it requires a finer sense to uncover the beauty of the grasses beneath the snow. So as you consider, what may overwhelm your thoughts? Distractions, stress, insecurities, self-doubt. Think about what may really be trying to happen in your life. That the stress, the overwhelm, the fear, the distractions, the self-doubt, whatever you're experiencing, the layers that cover up your true essence, your true inner nature, those qualities that are you at your finest. Could it be that you don't feel comfortable being who you are? And so you allow yourself to get caught up in emotions that conceal your true inner nature. Do you allow yourself to become distracted because there's something else you don't want to face in your life, or you are afraid to be who you are? Are you having a hard time managing stress because you're relying on someone or something that disempowers you? What do you have within you that you could pull from to give yourself more tranquility? Consider this as you settle yourself down to meditate. I'll be guiding you through a breathing technique to help you do this. Now, you know our full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try this app for 2 weeks free. Now, this is free access to the full app of over 1,800 guided half-hour meditations. With each week's theme, you receive a journal as well as a slowdown guide, which people tell me is one of their favorite parts of the app. It's like a meditation cheat sheet for the week, right at your fingertips, with the techniques and insight right there for you to refer to as you go through stress throughout your day. Again, this is the Sip and Om, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, meditation app. We also offer tea, herbal teas that are customized for each week's series. You can receive an herbal tea subscription box at your doorstep each month with the teas you'll be exploring for the entire month of podcast and app episodes. You can find all this at the Sip and Om meditation app or at sipandom.com. That's my website. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As I record this episode, I'm not sure if you can hear it. I have the window open and it's raining outside. We're having a thunderstorm. I like to connect to the elements in nature, which you'll discover why later on in this series as I share with you about that. So for now, as you begin to calm your mind and body, know that doing a breathing technique is one of the fastest ways to inner peace. So straighten your spine, keeping your eyes closed and slightly elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, with each inhale, feel your abdomen gently rise up, keeping your chest still, using your diaphragm, which will allow your abdomen to rise upward with each inhale. You might even place your hand on your abdomen as you get used to breathing this way. It's a full belly breath. As you exhale through your nose, feel your abdomen sink back downward, releasing tension. Try to extend your exhale out a little bit more than your inhale. Extend it out just a little bit longer. As you inhale, mentally repeating peace. As you exhale, mentally repeat ease, visualizing where you feel tension in your body and surround it with your breath, inhaling peace in this area. And as you exhale, ease. Continue with this breathing technique, being sure to let go of it at some point to allow yourself simply to be. This is the true essence of meditation. You are so worth slowing down for.